Hi, can I
Hello.
Speak? Hi, good morning. Can I speak with Mr. Cardell?
Speaking, how can I help you?
How you doing? My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. Here at Milestone,
okay.
We provide with finance for your business. We'd like to help you grow and expand. Do you have any finances or any cash or any loans right now, Mr. Cardell?
Do I have any what? What's the question?
Any cash advances or loans existing?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay, good, good, good. And I think it says here Pristine Electric, that's the name of your company, right?
Correct.
Okay, I can only imagine that you do some, you're a contractor for electrical, residential and commercial, I suppose?
Correct.
Okay, very good. So, do you have any partners?
No. I mean, what I do need is I'm opening my restaurant, so what can you help me with that? That's what I need help on.
Okay, so what is, I'm going to scratch all this right now. What is the name of your, restaurant?
The Sea Lounge.
Say that again, Mr. Cardell.
The Sea Lounge.
The Sea
Lounge. Right, my name is Cardell C.
Yep.
So it would be Sea Lounge.
Yep.
So
got
GAC it. Lounge.
Yep. Okay. I like that name, by the way. Give me an email address, please. And can you make a phonetic alphabet for me, like A as in apple, B as in boy, please?
You can use like my name's Cardell. You use Cordell. So
okay.
C-O-R-D-E-L-L, Cordell.
Okay, Cordell.
215 at gmail.com. Cordell215@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. I do use your first name will be Cardell with an A over here, copy. And your last
name. The email's with an O. The
email no.
So it's
no, but yeah, I already passed that. Right now I'm going with the first name, and your last name is Mr. Cardell Capital, correct?
Yes.
All right, good. Give me your best phone number, or this is the best phone number, the one I have right now ending with 8563.
It's the best number.
All right, copy that. Just a sec. Okay. So you said no advances. What's your monthly revenue here at the Sea Lounge?
It's brand new. So it's a new company. So I'm looking for funding to get it open.
Okay. Then in that case, what we can do is we can use since it's brand new, you have no records or no income in that. Yes, just yet, right? Am I correct? Nothing.
That is correct.
Okay, so look, this is because we don't check for your credit score, none of that. What we based our loans is based on your last 4 months statement. So even though that you're going to use this to get started in a new venture, and there's no income showing on that. Why don't we do this get the loan under the Pristine Electric and use that money so that you can open the Sea Lounge? Because otherwise, it's not going to be, because you're not going to be able to show any income on the Sea Lounge just yet. And then after, once you get approved, then you can switch it over. We can switch it over to the actual, once you show some revenue on that. Then we can change it to that name. You know, that shouldn't be a problem. But my advice to you is that since I'm the Pristine Electric, how long have you been in business on that one?
Since 2009.
2000. Okay, so we have there at least 14 years of 14 years with that. And I suppose that you're the sole proprietor, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And let's see here. So construction, electrical, okay. And what do you think you do over there in the monthly revenue on Pristine Electric?
It varies, but it's in between 10 to 20,000 a month.
Okay, so we say 20 or 25. What do you think?
20.
Okay. Copy that. I'm still going to be using the same email, Cordell with double L. Am I correct? Cordell with an O, double L, 215@gmail.com. And then I'm going to change the C Lounge, and we're going to change that for Pristine Electric. Pristine Electric, is it an LLC or is it an Inc?
LLC.
Copy that. All right. Let's see. If everything makes sense to you, I mean, because the numbers that I'm going to present to you are the best in the market, best rate and everything. Let me ask you this. How much are you looking to get? 50,000, 40,000?
No more than 20. Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Mr. Cordell?
Speaking, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing good. Okay, so I got almost everything ready here for you. Let me see 1 second. You're in front of your computer, I suppose, right?
No, I'm in the field.
You in the field? Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So since you're in the field, this is what I want you to do real quick. I'm about to send you an application. At least tell me what time, because we're going to need you to drop your last four month bank statement. It'll be May, June, July, August. When are you going to be in front of a computer so that they can I can have one of my I'm going to have one of my senior underwriter to call you a specific time that you tell me. When do you think you're going to be in front of a computer where you can drop that for him?
Just call me tomorrow. We'll know something by tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow, what time do you want me to call? Do you want? I'm not going to be calling. It will be my underwriter. What time do you want him to call you so you can drop
the like, around the sun, around like 11 o'clock. That'd be fun.
11 o'clock? All right, very good. Could you check your email on your phone right now? Make sure that you got my email. It's coming from david@milestonecapitalfunding.com. Can you check that for me, please?
Yeah, I have it.
All right, very good. So what I want you to do is, if you can tonight when you get home, drop in the
I got it. I know the deal. I'm gonna see email. I'm gonna see email this done and all that stuff. But I gotta go.
All right. Tomorrow 11th, they're gonna call you. Okay, in the morning. Thank you, Mr. Cordell.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye bye. Mr. Tabrillo, I don't know.